The deep state is right this moment putting the final touches on a major step forward in a plan to implement a global tax regime. As we speak, international bureaucrats who pay no taxes are writing tax laws that are expected to be implemented in almost every country in the world. Stay tuned and I'll tell you more. Earlier this year, the Group of 20, the 20 gangsters, the biggest governments in the world, at least the governments overseeing the biggest economies in the world, including the mass murdering dictatorship in China and others, approved a global plan for a global minimum tax. This is all part of a global sinister agenda to build the architecture for what these totalitarians hope will eventually be a global taxation regime that will eventually fund a global technocratic government. And they're doing it all out in the open. They use a bunch of big words and they try to make it sound confusing. They don't want people to ask too many questions. They know people feel stupid asking questions. But folks, this is huge. Literally right this moment, as I'm filming this, there are global tax bureaucrats at the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, who are writing global taxes. They're writing model legislation that they expect is going to be implemented in every country in the world based on the agreements that these governments, these dictators have created, including, incidentally, as I mentioned, the most murderous dictatorship in all of human history, communist China. So let's start by breaking down their proposed plan. This is really the cover story, but let's look at it anyway. It's worth a little bit of exploration. They're calling it the global minimum tax, and they claim that there are two goals. The first goal is to prevent companies from paying low taxes by booking their taxes in nations and areas of the world where countries have low taxes, where they call them tax havens, as if we're supposed to think, oh, how terrible that some country would choose not to have exorbitant taxes. Wow, they must be horrible people. The second ostensible goal is to make governments, or excuse me, to make corporations pay taxes wherever they're operating or conducting their business, even if they don't have a physical presence in a particular country. They want these companies to pay taxes wherever they're doing business. There's a third reason that's less talked about, and that is to help the Joe Biden regime justify these huge tax increases that are going to be required for Build Back Better, the abomination that we talked about just a few episodes ago. This is a very, very serious issue, folks. Biden is going to need hundreds of billions of dollars, maybe trillions of dollars, to implement this Build Back Better monstrosity. And one of the ways they're going to do that is by drastically hiking corporate taxes, the amount of taxes that Americans have to pay to the federal government. And so people are saying, hey, that's going to make the U.S. economy less competitive. Yeah, no kidding. That's going to make companies flee overseas. Yeah, no kidding, right? That's been happening for years. The U.S. government is totally out of control. They have some of the, at least until Trump came along, had some of the highest corporate tax rates of any government on the planet. And so now the Biden regime is saying, oh, don't worry, we can raise corporate taxes because we're going to force all the other governments of the world to also raise corporate taxes so they'll have nowhere to run. Okay, first of all, guys, all of these things are based on lies. Okay, there are no companies that don't pay taxes where they do business, right? If they've got a factory somewhere, every one of those employees is paying an income tax. They're paying tax every time they buy something with sales tax or VAT tax or depending on what it is. They're paying huge taxes. They're paying property taxes on the real estate where their factories, where their stores are located. Guys, the idea that these companies are not paying taxes where they're doing business is a fraud. It's a lie peddled by the deep state. In any case, corporate taxes are simply taxes on people, right? This should be pretty obvious. If you had a well-educated population, you wouldn't need to explain this, but corporations are fictional entities, okay? They don't have just piles of money hanging around waiting to be taxed by tax-hungry governments that want to waste money on technocratic schemes, aborting babies, illegal wars, etc. Corporations ultimately are just people, guys. They're investors, managers, workers, and of course, there are the consumers. Those are the people who are going to have to pay the taxes. Don't buy into this fiction that these fictional entities are somehow going to pay a tax, right? The people who are going to pay the tax are the investors and the consumers. It's that simple. And of course, the employees, right? Your salary will have to be less to pay for these taxes. Now, the head of the OECD, the new head, they finally replaced the Marxist Mexican who was running it. Now they've put an Australian globalist. His name is Matthias Cormann, I think is how you say it. He says, this is a massive and historically significant reform which will make our international tax arrangements fairer and work better in a digitalized and globalized world economy. Yeah, isn't that cute? Well, he's right about it being massive and historically significant. I don't know about fairer or work better, but folks, this is a deep state plan that is so significant, and most people are not paying any attention. Now, I mentioned the OECD is now in the final stages of developing their model legislation. By the time you're seeing this, they may have already released it. And they expect every government in the world to adopt this. They say 140 are ready to do it right away, and most of the other ones are so small they don't make that big of a difference. But the European Soviet, the new European Soviet, as Gorbachev famously calls it, I refer to the European Union, of course, they are already promising that they're going to force each of the formerly sovereign nations, now provinces of this monstrosity, to adopt it immediately once it's ready. So the goal, folks, is not just to extract more wealth from humanity to waste on technocracy, abortion, wealth redistribution, padding the bank accounts of bureaucrats. The ultimate goal, folks, is a global taxation regime, and it is being built right in front of our eyes. Now, we need to discuss something critical, too, because this is a critical part of their narrative. Tax avoidance versus tax evasion. Tax avoidance is good. Tax evasion is not good. Okay, tax avoidance is when individuals or companies take steps, legal steps, to pay the smallest amount of tax possible. Every company has an obligation to do that. Why would you give the profits that you're earning to bureaucrats who are out of control to waste on all kinds of dumb stuff when you could be giving those profits legally to your investors or reinvesting them back into the company to do more research and development, to build more factories, to hire more workers, right? Why would you do that? You would be violating your fiduciary responsibility to your investors, to your shareholders, to do something that stupid. The same thing with an individual. What kind of moron would you be if you sent Uncle Sam more money than you were legally required to? You'd be basically taking money from your children, taking money from your family, taking money from your business that you could have used to expand your business, get your children a better education so that the people in Washington, D.C. could waste it on murdering babies through Planned Parenthood, illegal wars, vaccine mandates, buying more of these dumb vaccines, all this nonsense. Why would you do that? You would be a completely irresponsible individual to willingly send more money to the lunatics in Washington who can't even balance a checkbook. They're now $20-something trillion in debt, $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities. I can't think of anybody in the history of humanity who's been worse at managing money than the clowns in Washington, D.C. You would be a fool to send them more money. And you would be a fool to want them to have more money. So the more tax avoidance we get, the better, right? The more people complying with the law give less money to governments, the better off we all are. That means less money to surveil us, terrorize us, imprison us, propagandize us, mandate things. That's a good thing. Right? Tax evasion, that's a crime. Tax evasion is a totally different thing. That is violating the tax laws. You have an obligation to pay your taxes. The Bible teaches you have an obligation to pay your taxes. So you have an obligation to pay your taxes. Now, violating the law is an entirely separate thing. But what these globalists are trying to do is blur the lines between tax avoidance, which is legal and desirable, and tax evasion, which is a crime and not desirable. Okay. So now that we understand that, we need to understand that this agenda, first and foremost, represents an underhanded ploy to eliminate tax competition. Now, for centuries, for millennia, the fact that we have had tax competition has served as one of the most crucial checks on the ability of governments to put crazy taxes on their citizens. If it got too bad, citizens could pick up and leave. They could move their company to another country. They could move to another country. They could find a job in another country, right? If the abuse got too serious, if the taxes got too oppressive, people could always leave, right? And so throughout history, that was a powerful check on governments not to do stupid things like raise taxes too much, because if they did, they knew that people, capital, labor, businesses, these are mobile. They can move to other jurisdictions. Well, this plan that these maniacs are pursuing calls for eliminating that. They don't want you to be able to leave because taxes are too high. They don't want you to be able to move your corporate headquarters from California or France to Switzerland or Luxembourg to pay lower taxes. They want to stop that. So this is a very serious abuse, folks, and this is going to remove one of the final restraints on the ability of governments to tyrannize and brutalize and extort too much money from their citizens. Now, there's a whole other component to this, and we've been sounding the alarm about this for a decade in the New American. In fact, I did a cover story on this, the New World Tax Regime and the FATCA that's making it all possible. And this is the plan to instantly share all of your most sensitive private financial information with all governments all over the world. Now, we deserve some of the blame here. While the American people were sleeping, the Obama regime and their Democrat allies in Congress created what very few Americans as we've even heard of, unless you live overseas or have business dealings overseas, you probably never even heard of, or you read The New American, never even heard of the Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. It's called FATCA. They want you to think of fat cats. The aim is to coerce every single bank in the world to automatically, and governments, by the way, to automatically share all information on Americans, U.S. citizens, U.S. nationals, companies that are part owned by Americans with the IRS. So this is basically turning every bank in the world into an unpaid enforcement arm of the IRS. This has absolutely devastated the lives of millions of Americans. I can tell you because I was living overseas when this abomination was passed. And I've been living overseas all my life. I know Americans who live all over the world. They have been decimated by this, folks. What it does is it takes all these banks and says, if you want to be able to keep doing business, you must, every single American who has an account with you, you have to immediately and automatically report all of that information to the U.S. government. It has been an atrocity, folks. These are missionaries. These are teachers. These are small business owners. These are people who married somebody overseas and now live overseas, and their lives have been turned upside down. That was just step one. Okay, they knew Uncle Sam, the U.S. government, was the only entity on the planet powerful enough to make this happen. Well, now that that has been implemented, they are now using this whole system to build it at a global level. Folks, what's happening now is this automatic exchange of information is being moved to the international level, where all governments are automatically expected to hand over to all other governments all information on your income, your address, your sale of property, your ownership of property, all of those things protected in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, right? You have a right to be secure in your houses and your papers and effects. All that goes out the window. All governments will know everything about you whenever they want. They can rifle through all your stuff whenever they want. Hackers, criminals, identity thieves will obviously have a field day. It's going to be a lot of fun. And the head of the OECD Center for Tax Policy and Administration at the time bragged about this. He said, the reality will be that for the automatic exchange of information, rules should cover what kind of information to be exchanged, how often, who should collect it, how it should be sent, and in what format. Okay, he says, you collect the data, you put it in the pipe, and it goes to the other parties. Okay, so all the governments of the world will know. And yes, that includes brutal, butchering dictatorships, communist regimes that slaughter their own people. China is a part of this. Venezuela is a part of this. And the clowns who came up with this said that only governments that participate will be able to prosper in the future. In other words, violate everybody's privacy or you won't prosper. You had multiple governments around the world actually had to get rid of their privacy laws, or at least make exemptions for Americans, so that the banks could actually report all of this to the IRS without any suspicion of wrongdoing. It's just automatic, right? So this is happening now around the world, guys. The G20 announced its support for the plan. And now we move to the move toward a global tax system. Guys, the UN has been lobbying for global taxes for generations. You know, they've proposed taxes on carbon emissions. They proposed global taxes on air travel, financial transactions, maritime activity, billionaire taxes, and all the rest. Just in recent years, you've had top leaders of UN agencies openly propose this, right? Rob Vost, the director of the UN's Development Policy and Analysis Division at the Department of Economic and Social Affairs, which, by the way, has been run by CHICOMS for years and years. He says we should have a tax on the wealthy that would raise $400 billion per year, and it would be paid right to the UN. Yes, that's their plan. The UN Development Policy Program Deputy Director Jens Vandel proposed the same thing. We should have a minimum financial transaction tax of 0.05%. This will create $40 billion in revenue for the UN. Folks, and these are just a handful of the ideas that they have thrown out there. And, you know, it only has to be a small camel's nose under the tent to be able to unleash this monster, right? It'll start real small. Oh, it's just a teeny tiny little UN tax. Nobody's even going to notice it. Why would you complain? And then once they got that nose under the tent, just kidding. Now you're going to pay huge amounts of taxes forever, right? Now, socialist and communist governments around the world have been lobbying for this for a long time. The Socialist International has been peddling these ideas for many, many years. Just in 2012, they again called for a global tax, global currency, a global tax information sharing regime. Unbelievable, folks. And fun fact, the head of the United Nations right now was the head of the Socialist International. Okay, so here is what The one of the resolutions adopted by the Socialist International just some years ago said there's a pressing need to dismantle tax havens. That's countries with lower tax rates than these clowns and totalitarians would like. Pressing need to dismantle tax havens, close loopholes, and create automatic tax record exchange systems. Yeah, every communist dictator in the world wants to know every little bit about your financial life. They say only under the auspices of a new global financial architecture can this take place, one that significantly increases transparency. Transparency is their word for eliminating your privacy, and strengthens enforcement of the regulations. They also called for more wealth redistribution from richer countries to their corrupt socialist dictatorships. Of course, they plan on turning the IMF into a global central bank. We did a whole episode on that for Behind the Deep State. Go back and watch it. But notice, folks, that none of this actually targets the globalist deep state billionaires that are orchestrating all of this, right? They hide their assets and their profits and in their trusts and their nonprofit organizations to avoid taxes. Bill Gates, right? He's got his fortune in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, or whatever they call that monstrosity now. George Soros just transferred the last few billions of his fortune into his Open Societies Foundation. That's what they do, folks. Taxes are for you suckers. They don't pay the taxes. They put all the stuff in the tax-exempt foundations, then they use that money to buy private jets, to buy yachts, to buy mansions around the world, and to wage war on your freedom and push crazy ideas like this. Now, because the organizations that are leading the charge for this, the OECD, the G20, right, these are completely unaccountable. You can't vote out the people running the G20. You can't vote out the people running the OECD. That's why they're doing these things, right? They know that people don't want to pay global taxes. They know that people value their right to privacy. So you have these unaccountable international bureaucracies that incidentally pay no taxes, leading the push. And so now what we have, folks, the deep state is building a new world order tax regime right in front of our faces. And they're using catchy slogans like global minimum tax, tax havens, tax avoidance, mixing it with tax evasion. Folks, this is all deception. Ultimately, the plan is a one world tax system where you will become a slave to this global technocracy. They will steal your money whenever they want to. They'll move it all to digital so that you can't escape this system no matter what. We can still stop it, but we've got to work hard and we've got to start now. I'm Alex Newman. This is Behind the Deep State. Thank you for watching. And until next week, God bless you all.
If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to subscribe, hit like, hit that little bell so that you'll be notified whenever we post new videos. And also, please make sure to share this video with your friends. Email is a great way to do it. Remember, there are powerful forces working to steal our freedom and destroy our country. We need to work together, expose those behind the deep state. Otherwise, you can kiss your liberties goodbye.